Well, it's not obvious that anything that goes on in a computer is remotely like anything that goes on in a brain. On the other hand, at the moment, the deepest models and mechanisms that we can build and that we can understand, which involve complex abstract machinery doing complex operations running on physical systems, are the ones that come out of computer science, software engineering, and artificial intelligence. They're deep in the sense, sorry, our understanding of them is deep in the sense that we know how to build them, to debug them, to extend them, and so on. So we need to try to say, are these complex, deep, powerful ideas applicable to what's going on in brains and minds? And if not, we will find out why not by trying as hard as we can to extend those ideas. If you don't do that and try to do what some other people think is the only way, which is just working bottom up, trying to understand the wiring diagrams of the brain and trying to replicate all the chemical and other processes, you may not necessarily see the right directions in which to explore the issues there. Now, I don't want to say that everybody in the world who's interested in studying brains and minds should do it the way that our grand challenge describes. The point is that some people should try. And if it does work out, then that will be great. If it doesn't, and we understand why it doesn't, we'll have learned a lot from that exercise. My own feeling is that there's a lot of evidence that there's a lot in common at a high enough level of abstraction. For example, you can probably multiply numbers in your head, or you can sit and look at a board game of some sort, chess or Go or whatever you like to play, and think about what to do next. Now, we can get some idea of what those processes are like when you're doing mathematics in your head or thinking ahead in some sort of game. And the structures of those processes do seem to be fairly readily transferable to abstract machines running on computers. And that's one of the reasons why that's where work in artificial intelligence started off doing things like that. But there are many other things where it's not so obvious. For instance, when I look at trees waving in the breeze and I see large numbers of things all moving at once, that's very different from thinking about algebra or thinking about a board game where I abstract away from all the visual details and just think about where the pieces are and how they can move. So we have to investigate whether the analogies can be extended. Too many people, I think, don't like the idea that computers might work like humans. And so they want to resist doing that kind of research. Well, even if they're right that it can't be done, the best way to find out is to try, I believe.